This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Oh, that was funny when that Gio scared me. That's why I went to break so weird.
Bye-bye,
everybody. Oh, my God, that's funny. Hey, are we good, Gio? Are we good to go with this? Okay, good. I'm all the
clown. You shook.
Listen, anytime we got royalty on the show, I get a little nervous.
I see that.
And joining us now on our Rocket Mortgage guest line is one of the great wide receivers of all time. You know why? Because he's in the damn Hall of Fame. I don't know why it took so long. We already yelled at David Baker for having it take so long to get the great Chris Carter in the Hall of Fame. And he joins us now. Mr. Carter, how are you? Jim and Sean in Miami. What's going on?
Very good. How are you guys doing?
We are doing wonderful, my friend. Are you staying warm up there?
Well, I'm inside, so yes. Every time you're inside, it's just like any other climate control. But outside is brutal, so I can't make that up. It's not Miami.
You know, it's funny because when the boss says, "Oh, you know, we're gonna keep the show in Miami." At first, we were like, "Yeah, man," but. Oh, no, that's all right. That's all right. We'll be good. So listen, one of the cool things about staying inside is the stuff that you're doing out there. I mean, you're a Renaissance man of very many talents, but you're holding a very cool VIP experience, like a wide receiver clinic. I am so interested in this. What you got going on up there?
Oh, yeah, the NFL and their extra points credit card with Barclays, they partnered together. All 32 teams have it. It's the official card of the National Football League, and you're rewarded points. And through this point system, you guys could be on the sidelines of an NFL game during the regular season. We've had 100 fans who have redeemed their points, and they're actually going to attend the Super Bowl. But we have some other VIP experiences that are awesome. If you know Roger Goodell, he's talking about the catch, no catch rule. I'm doing a wide receiver clinic tomorrow, trying to show fans about catching the football are things that are important to the position played in the league. And then we've had other people, Adam Vinatieri, he did a kicking clinic. Kurt Warner is teaching people how they can make the ball turn over and throw perfect spirals. So there's great experiences if you're a card member.
Oh, that's great. And NFLExtraPoints.com. NFLExtraPoints.com is where you can sign up.
Yeah, get that right, NFLExtraPoint.com.
Yeah, get your card and get yourself set up there. So, I mean, your resume... impeccable. Hall of Famer, 8-time Pro Bowler, Walter Payton Man of the Year. And you've got this Super Bowl is very special for you because you played for the Eagles and you're one of the great faces in franchise history of the Vikings. So you know all about Minnesota. Tell us about what it is for you. It's always special to go to a Super Bowl, but having these two elements involved in it.
Well, being from Minnesota, I mean, this is where my life got transformed. The people here, they're really crazy about their football, to where they're crazy too, to go live in this type of climate, but it's a good kind of crazy. They're the nicest people that you would ever meet in the United States, so they've been great hosts. The two champions we have in the game, that being New England from the AFC and Philadelphia, both of them have earned it. They were the number one seeds during the regular season, so when you have a tournament, that being NCAA or any other tournament, you like to see the top teams earn themselves a position in the championship, and that's what we have at Super Bowl 52.
Now, Chris, explain to us a little bit about the process. We got 15 members, possibly a Hall of Fame eligible chance to go through that process. Tell us a little bit about the process when you were going through it. I know it was long overdue, but tell us a little bit about your process the weekend that you got the knock.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame, it's one of the special things. It's kind of the crowning achievement as a professional athlete. And it's a club that if you are a pro, you'd like to be in it. It's excruciating. It's agonizing. And to say I understand it, that wouldn't be being 100% authentic. But I know how many voters they have. I know what percentage you need to get in. But the criteria, I think, for wide receivers is very, very different. I think Isaac Bruce being on the list as a finalist, Terrell Owens, third year as a finalist. Now Randy Moss in his first year, joining others as Ray Lewis and the linebacker Urlacher from Chicago, potentially first ballot. It's going to be an exciting and thrilling weekend. But what ends up happening is we end up talking more about the people who were left out than the class that was put in. So we have 310 members in the hall. We've been playing football 98 years professionally. And this is the story of the greatest players ever. And all the greats and their stories should be in the Hall. We can only put in seven every year, five to seven every year. So we're looking forward to the 2018 class being added.
Chris, before we let you go, all the good work you're doing there with NFL Extra Points, when you see the game today, when you played, not that you played all that long ago, I mean, you retired in 2002, between the catch and what's a catch and the replays and you can't touch this, does it just frustrate the hell out of you?
Well, it doesn't frustrate me because I have more information. The rule as far as catch, no catch has been the same rule for basically the last 30 years. Bert Emanuel, they changed the rule in Tampa Bay. They were playing against the Rams, St. Louis Rams, in the playoff. He caught a pass, and the ball hit the ground. That offseason, they changed the rule as far as the ball contacting the ground. But you've always had to survive the ground. I understand the rule, but the thing that I do that you're not doing, you don't believe in the rule. Because if you believed in the rule, then you wouldn't have a hard time seeing the replays. Now, instant replay and technology, it's brought another variable to the game and to our fans that we don't like seeing. And the one thing that the fans should be thrilled about, Roger Goodell does not like the rule the way it is. It's not a Chris Carter rule, but Roger Goodell doesn't like it. He's brought in a lot of sophisticated people and people with experience, and the rule will be changed to accommodate the fans because 68% of the offense is passing the ball. So we need to justify that and help fans, the consumer, help them consume the product in a better way.
Well said. That's Chris Carter, Hall of Famer, 2013 class, one of the greats that ever stepped on the field. Thanks for taking a little time for us. And we again, NFLExtraPoints.com is where you can go get your credit card by Barclays. And those awesome experiences, man. Enjoy it, and we will talk to you soon, my friend.
Yes, NFLExtraPoints.com. Go there.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
That's Chris Carter. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at ChrisCarter80.